We've all seen the various reports about how long coronavirus remains active on certain services. A study in the Netherlands has found coronavirus in sewage. Hertjan Medema is one of the authors of the report. He's a professor at the KWR Water Research Institute and at Delft University of Technology. I thought, first of all, Hertjan, that the gut was capable of killing coronavirus. So how do you actually find it in human feces?
Well, it's actually quite commonly found in human feces. The most recent reports that are emerging state that even as high as 50% of people reported with COVID-19 shed the virus in their stool, and also that the virus can multiply within the intestinal tract, not only in the lungs, but also in the intestines.
So does the virus remain active once it's in sewage, and are sewage workers at risk?
Yeah, that's a question that many people have in and around the sewer community, if I can call it that. Researchers that have been looking in stool have been trying to culture the virus out of stools. And there are two reports from China showing that they can do it, but only with a few cases, and a report from Germany that state that they can't. So we think that the infectivity of the virus may not be that high and that the virus is not very robust, so that in the sewer system, which is a hostile environment for this virus, that it will rapidly be inactivated if it's infectious still after being shed. Of course, sewers are filled with all kinds of nasty bugs, so there are normal protective measures, protective equipment recommended for certain activities where the exposure risk is high, and all the recommendations are that these normal protective measures also protect against this new virus.
How rapidly would coronavirus die off in sewage, and what are the risks for the general public?
We don't have data yet on inactivation in sewer systems. We have inactivation data of what I tend to call its nephew, SARS-1, the virus with the epidemic in 2002 and 2003. The data suggests that it dies within 2 days at 20 degrees and within 2 weeks at 4 degrees in sewer systems. So that is more rapidly than most of the viruses that we already know about that are transmitted through the waterborne route.
20 degrees Celsius, that's about 70 Fahrenheit. So you studied waste in the city of Amersfoort and found the virus before any cases were reported there in individuals. Is that a clue as to how your discovery might be useful in dealing with the coronavirus?
We feel that with this particular virus, there's more circulation than we see in the numbers of the health surveillance. And that's why I think sewage surveillance is particularly helpful in understanding this wider circulation of the virus, and maybe even earlier than the health surveillance, because I think we were 5 days to a week earlier than the reported case. So if you could use this, then I think you can at least have early warnings to see if the virus enters a community or if it re-emerges again, for instance, in the winter. So I think, yes, sewage surveillance can certainly complement what we do in health surveillance and probably serve as an early warning tool.
I mean, it sounds like a crucial way of tracking spread, tracking sewage.
And a relatively straightforward way. With one sample, we can sample 10,000 or 100,000 people. So sewer surveillance appears to be pretty sensitive.
Hertjan Medema co-authored a report on tracking coronavirus in human sewage. He's professor at the KWR Water Research Institute in the Netherlands. Hertjan, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.